Tomorrow, families and friends will gather together and enjoy a bountiful meal and will utter expressions of thanks. Expressions regarding historical things. People will remember the pilgrims and give thanks for them. Expressions of present provisions. People will give thanks for food, clothing, jobs, homes, or just getting through another year. People will express things that they've had special significance, that have had special significance to them throughout this year. Why they're happy. Why, or what unusual things have happened to them this year to make them happy. And Thanksgiving will be some sort of list of those things. Some will thank others. Some will thank people that have helped them this year, given things to them, supported them. Mothers who cooked our meals for us will be thanked. Many will direct their thanksgiving to God. The question is, in all this Thanksgiving, and especially tomorrow when we give thanks, are we really giving thanks to God? As Christians, that's an important question to answer. As Christians, that ought to be our primary goal, to give thanks to God, not just on Thanksgiving, of course. But this holiday gives us an opportunity to examine our Thanksgiving, to make sure that it is acceptable to God. Luke 17, 11 through 19 helps us evaluate our thanksgiving to see if it is acceptable to God. Would you look there and read along as I read? Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, that's Jesus heading to Jerusalem. As he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." Jesus is traveling to Jerusalem. He is between Samaria and Galilee, and 10 lepers from a distance cry to him for mercy, for pity, for compassion, for help, right? These were the outcasts of the outcasts. These were the miserable ones. These were the shunned from all society because they were lepers. They had leprosy. And this was the most feared disease of the time. These 10 were separated from the rest of mankind, isolated, quarantined. It was a gruesome disease that visually produced fear because fingers and noses, really any appendage over time, could be lost or greatly disfigured due to this disease. This disease attacked the nerves of the nervous system. And what would happen is they lost sensation. They lost ability to feel. They had no sense of pain, and so they would easily injure themselves and not even know it. They would rub against something and rub too hard and too often until they would literally rub their fingers and nose to a stub. And that's why they would be all wrapped up like mummies to cover this damaged, disfigured flesh. And so in their miserable, isolated condition, they cry for mercy. Jesus, being compassionate, hears them and heals them. But before he heals them, here he sends them to the priest to show themselves. Now that was according to the law. They will examine the bodies, the skin of these men, and they'll determine whether they're clean or not. And if they're clean, then they can return to society. If they're not, they must again be quarantined. But as they're going to the priests, they're cleansed. All 10 are cleansed, but one, only one returns to Jesus to give thanks. Now, by this account, and Jesus' teaching here, we're shown what true thanksgiving is and what God accepts as thanksgiving. First of all, thanksgiving, notice, is a response to mercy. Thanksgiving is a response to mercy. Look at verse 12. Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was. They went. They were cleansed. And verse 17 says that when the one had returned to give thanks for the cleansing, the others had not. And so Jesus said there, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? All 10 had cried for mercy. All 10 had been given mercy. They were all cleansed of their leprosy. But only one is said to give thanks for it. And so we learn what it is to give thanks that is acceptable to God. The first thing we see is that thanksgiving is a response to God's mercy. And so we could ask ourselves, how has God been merciful to us? And we should ask ourselves this, not just on Thanksgiving. And we could consider the physical realm. And there are many things we could think of. He has given us health. He has given us provisions, many relationships, family, parents, spouses, children, friends, and many, many other good things. Now, all of these have not always been on the level that we would like them to be. But we're talking about mercy. We're talking about mercy. And when we consider mercy, we're also considering what we really deserve. And we should all agree that God has been very merciful to us then. Because we don't deserve anything we have. We don't deserve any good from God. It is all a merciful gift from a gracious God that we enjoy anything in this life. We deserve judgment. Immediate and eternal. But God is merciful. God is merciful to all mankind. He graciously gives good things in life to all men who don't deserve it. And He delays His judgment, doesn't He? He delays His judgment even to those who do not believe in Him. How much more the Christian? Christian has been granted mercy so great, as to deliver him from, not from disease, not from physical disease, not from physical death, but God has delivered us from spiritual death and eternal judgment. And this we certainly do not deserve. Yet God, out of great pity, had compassion on us. Beloved Christian, you have been shown great mercy from God. He has not dealt with you according to what your sin deserves. He has seen you in your sin and your misery, and He had great pity on you. Thanksgiving recognizes this mercy. And thanksgiving is a response to this mercy. All 10 lepers were shown mercy. Not all returned this kindness of mercy with thanksgiving. And so see here that thanksgiving recognizes what God has done and gives glory to God for it. And that brings us to our second point. Thanksgiving glorifies God. Thanksgiving recognizes His mercy and it glorifies God. Look at verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Thanksgiving gives glory to God. Thanksgiving acknowledges that bestowal of mercy. Now this one leper, it says here, returned to give thanks. Now, do you see the simplicity of what it means to give glory to God? What it means to give glory to God is to acknowledge God and to give Him thanks. Giving thanks is glorifying God. Let me put it this way. Giving glory to God is a correct recognition of what God has done and an appropriate response to that. Giving glory to God is a correct recognition of what God has done and an appropriate response. One returned and gave glory to God. 9 did not return. 9 did not give thanks. And therefore, 9 did not give glory to God. And you say, well, didn't they recognize that God had healed them? I think so. I think they recognized that God had healed them. I think they went to the priest. But as it's shown here, they are said not to give glory to God. And it's because they did not return to Jesus and they did not give thanks. Now, may I suggest that recognizing God's mercy in your life is not enough to give thanks to Him? Recognizing God's salvation is not enough to give Him thanks and glory. Acknowledging it is not enough. It's a first step. There must be a response. May I further suggest that great joy and gladness is not enough either. I think we can safely say that they rejoiced and were very glad. I bet that they had a feast. I bet that they broke out in celebration. And maybe every year they had a celebration over their cleansing. But they did not give glory to God. And therefore, they did not give thanks to Him. The correct response was to return, to give credit to whom credit was due. One did. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. You know, I speak this to my own shame. We are very loud to cry for mercy. We're loud to wail about our misery, about our trials, about our sufferings. But are we just as loud to proclaim His mercy? Are we just as loud to proclaim His goodness and His grace? We can be very publicly vocal about our misery. Are we as publicly vocal about God's mercy toward us? Are we people that are characterized by thanksgiving? Are you characterized by thanksgiving or complaining and grumbling, doubting? I want to be a vessel of thanksgiving. This man was a vessel of thanksgiving now. He proclaimed it loudly and publicly. Let me go take this a step further. Now, he was doing this, it seems, completely unconcerned about any around him that would see him. Do we shout to the world that God has saved us from our sin and our misery? Are we telling the world about Jesus Christ, or do we hide it? Are we glad that we have it, but we're sort of going to keep it to ourselves? Do we evangelize the lost? This man cried out loudly, publicly, glorifying God, giving him thanks. He didn't just believe God had given him mercy. He responds with thanksgiving. Loud thanksgiving. Notice something else here. He responds by worship. Look at verse 16. And he fell down on his face at his feet, that's Jesus, giving him thanks. That's worship. He is worshiping Jesus here. Do we publicly thank God among the brethren? Do we show our gratitude by being careful to attend Sunday worship services? Now, most of you here do. And you're here. I'm speaking to the choir. But some of our brethren have not been consistent in that. We need to call them back to that. We need to ask them why they're not here. Not to be critical over them, but in love. And, you know, I'm a little burdened. There is such little attendance to prayer meeting in our church. Such little attendance. Are we showing gratitude by this? Let me tell you something. If you are not praying, now some of you can't make that and you pray alone, or you pray at the same time, or you make sure you pray. But if you're not praying, please do not be complaining about this church or about people in this church. If you're going to complain, you should be in that room on Sunday night praying. And those who are there praying with us, we need to be more thankful in our prayers. And not just seemingly, sometimes, we do need to pray for people to come. We do need to pray that God will grow our church. But sometimes it sounds like a complaint. We need to look and recognize how God has blessed us and give Him thanks. And may I say, we should do it loudly and publicly. Thanksgiving gives glory to God. Acknowledges who He is, what He's done, and it responds. It responds. Number three, thanksgiving is an expression of faith. Verse 18. Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, verse 19, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, the other nine were glad, I'm sure. They were cleansed, I know. They saw the priest. They went through the ceremony. They returned to society. They returned to their homes. They showed their clean, restored, healthy skin to their family and friends. And I'm sure they put on a feast and celebrated, or their families did for them. They had been made whole. They had been saved of their disease. They were cleansed in their body. But of the deeper cleansing and the healing of the soul, they were strangers, these nine. They were yet outcasts. But this one who returned to Jesus was made well in far more significant way. Where it says in verse 19, your faith has made you well. That could be, and I think here that it should be translated, your faith has saved you. Because Jesus is speaking here of more than physical healing. He's speaking of salvation. Now, this is the typical word for salvation. Wherever you see the word salvation, this is the word, sozo. It's often translated as such. It can mean salvation from temporal disease, trial and death. It can mean salvation from spirit in a spiritual sense, or in an eternal sense, from sin and misery and judgment. And the difficulty of the translators is to decide which. Because in this account, some are healed of their disease, and one is healed eternally. But that problem really highlights why Jesus came healing, didn't it? Why He came healing diseases. He was pointing to a deeper healing that was required or needed. He was pointing, by healing the disease, He was pointing to the healing of the soul. Salvation from disease parallels salvation from sin. Jesus was showing that He who healed the body was the one who could heal the soul. And here Jesus, in this account, is talking about eternal salvation for this one who returned. Only this one healed leper is given the salvation declaration. The other nine healed lepers were not healed in this way. They were not saved. They did not have faith. Arise, go your way. Your faith has saved you. That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus saw his faith. You say, how did he see it? Well, of course he knows all things. But when it says here like this, whenever you see this, your faith has made you well, or your faith has saved you, you need to look at the context why he says that. He's pointing to the leper's response. His faith, or the expression of his faith, was his thanksgiving, right? What did it look like? He returned, he glorified God, he fell down and he gave thanks to Jesus. These expressions of thanksgiving were expressions of faith. In other words, they're the fruit of true faith. They're the fruit of true faith. We know that the Scripture says, without faith it is impossible to please God, so it is impossible to give Him thanks without faith. Giving thanks, then, is a response to mercy. It glorifies God, and it's an expression of faith. And did you notice that it is only accepted through Christ? Thanksgiving is only accepted through Christ. Number four, giving thanks is acceptable only through Christ. Verse 15 again, back up there. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet. That's Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. That's Jesus. He fell down at Jesus' feet and gave Jesus thanks. Is it any wonder that Jesus commends his faith here? This man believed. This man believed that Jesus was his Savior and the Savior of his eternal soul. It even appears that he believed he was God. I mean, this man is in a posture of worship at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus does not forbid him. If Jesus were not God, he would have told this man to stop and get up. He would say something like, I'm a messenger, I'm a prophet, I'm a fellow servant. Or he'd say something like Paul and Barnabas said in Acts, I'm a man of the same nature as you. Worship God, don't worship me. Jesus accepts this worship. Now, we don't know the full maturity of his faith, but at the very least, we can say this, right? We can say by this account and many others like this that it points to the fact that God only accepts worship through Jesus Christ. We know that for a fact. God only accepts worship through Jesus Christ. God accepts no worship, no praise, and no giving of thanks unless through Jesus Christ. You cannot give true thanks apart from Him. Many at this time of year will sit down with family and enjoy a good meal in very comfortable circumstances and will even verbally and I think sincerely give thanks to God. But I suggest to you that if it is not given through Jesus Christ, it is not proper thanksgiving. It is not acceptable to God. If not brought to Jesus first and brought through Jesus, it is not accepted by God. Now let me tell you what I think happened here. Now this is speculation, so you don't have to agree with me. I think this leper was on his way to the priest. And upon his cleansing, he realized that the one he just left, who had just cleansed him, was the great high priest he'd been waiting for. The others go on to the earthly priests and re-enter society. He returns to the divine priest and enters eternal life. He gets the approval of the divine priest that he is cleansed in his soul and is told, go your way. Your faith has saved you. Now, whatever he was thinking, there is no doubt that he believed Jesus was the Savior. His faith shows that. Jesus' commendation shows that. Whatever happened between his cleansing and his returning back to Jesus, he alone, it says, returned to give glory to God and thank Jesus. The nine did not return to Jesus. They did not give thanks. Thanksgiving is only acceptable through Jesus. Now, some say we make too much of that. John 14:6 says, no one comes to the Father except through me. I don't think we make too much of it. Romans 11:36 says, and from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. And that includes proper thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is only acceptable through Jesus Christ. Now, don't forget, in your gladness and rejoicing over the family, over the food, and your friends, and the fun, to give thanks to God. As you give thanks in your life, today, even now, and especially tomorrow, remember, it is only acceptable through Christ. It is only thanks when you acknowledge His mercy. It is only thanks when you respond by giving Him glory. It is only thanks when you have faith. And that faith must be in Jesus Christ. That is true thanksgiving, pleasing and acceptable to the Father. Let's make sure we observe those things. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, how merciful You have been to us, not merely in our physical lives, but eternally merciful. You have not given us what we deserve. Father, in this moment of prayer, help Your people consider Your mercy, that You have forgiven them all of their sins, You have removed them from the pit of destruction. And you will preserve them till the end, and you will never judge them. But you give them eternal life. Thank you for your mercy. We acknowledge it. And we respond by giving you thanks. We respond by giving you the glory that you deserve. This salvation, this mercy is all from you, not because we deserved it, because we don't, but because you are gracious and because of what Jesus Christ has done. Help us to consider at this time of response in prayer. Help us to consider that we have not always glorified you for what you have done in our lives. Sometimes we have boasted when we should not. Sometimes we have misunderstood what your word has said. And so we have presented, not willingly, but in ignorance, we have presented a distorted view of you to the world or to our brethren. Help us to confess that sin and to learn more and more about you so that we may know you rightly, know correctly what you have done for us, and we may respond with thanksgiving. Father, we acknowledge that the faith that we possess is a gift from you. We thank you for it. And yet, mysteriously, in your sovereign work, that faith which you give, you also require. You require us to continue to exercise it. And even as we see in these many accounts in the Scripture, you say your faith has saved you. Work that faith in us. Continue that work of faith. And help us strive to believe. Forgive us when we ever sit back and have an attitude of let go and let God. As though you did not command us to believe. As though you did not command us to follow you. For you do. You command us. Help us to follow you. Oh Father, thank you so much for Jesus Christ. Forgive us when we have strayed from pure devotion to Him. Forgive us when we have looked for salvation in man or in things. May we only see our salvation in Jesus Christ. Forgive us all those years of wandering aimlessly. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to reveal your salvation. We pray that you would receive true thanksgiving at this time and every day from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.